Well, hello. Welcome to Maud in the Middle. Hello, it's Shelley. And here we are at episode 2. Today, I thought I would ramble on a bit about the middle path. And not that this is going to be a lesson in Buddhism, but I thought it's definitely something that contributed towards the Maud in the Middle. So I thought it's worth talking about. And also because I think it's just some good life lessons and good things always worth sharing. So a long time ago, probably about, everything's always a long time ago, isn't it? That's how you know when you're old. I'd say about 15 years ago anyway. And as like a lot of people, you know, had a bit of a life change, but I kind of found Buddhism at the same time as I found yoga. And it's always said that yoga actually finds you. I'm not sure whether that's the case about Buddhism or whether I found it. But anyway, I stumbled upon it and I did a little course on it, which kind of gave me the principles of Buddhism. And I suppose for a while, I really immersed myself in it. And you know, if I fast forward now, 15 years later, I often say, you know, I'm about as Buddhist as a banana. But the core of it, I think, sits within me. And at times when I need to feel balanced, or you know, you can't quite find what you need to help you, or you know, you've just lost your way a bit, or you've angry about something, or whatever's going on in life, that Buddhist philosophy kind of sits in the middle for me. And it's a way of bringing, because it's so central to who I am now, it's a way of bringing yourself back to center, which I suppose is the middle path and the idea of it really. It's not so much that it is in the middle, but more of a sense of that, you know, like I was saying in the first episode about moderation and just finding that middle. And obviously what is middle for you will be completely different to what's middle for somebody else. But I know that for me, it's definitely worked, and the characteristics that it's brought to my life has, I think, enhanced it and helped me every day, I think. Like today, for example, when I was swimming, there was no middle path. There was only one, and I was on it, and somebody else decided to get on it with me, and all of the principles of Buddhism would definitely go out of the window. But I suppose it's at times like that when you need to find that center and you need to find your inner calm, to get yourself out of situations that could end not well, you know, drowning someone, that kind of thing, bit of pool rage. But so, like I said, not going into a complete lesson in Buddhism, but the three universal truths of Buddhism are that everything in life is impermanent, and it's in a constant state of flux and always changing. That the reason that we suffer so much is because nothing is permanent. And, you know, a lot of people's lives are based on possessions and gaining and being attached to something, which then causes suffering and unhappiness. And then actually how you live to get out of that suffering, those are kind of the truths. I suppose that the third being that you accept that everything is changing and nothing is eternal, least of all you. And then they teach, Buddhism teaches you these four noble truths, which are basically the truth of the suffering, the truth of the cause of suffering, the end of the suffering, which you'll be glad to get to by that point, and the path, which is the middle path. So, you know, I think if you can kind of, Buddhism, it's not a religion, it's more of a I always think of it like a philosophy, like a way, like the middle path. It is a way of life, and although there is a side to Buddhism that is quite religious, there is also Zen Buddhism, which focuses more on selflessness, unity, and meditation. And I kind of over the years have become a bit more at one with Zen, to be honest, because I'm not religious, and Buddhism isn't in of itself meant to be a religion. It isn't a religion; it's a way of life. But I think that there are definitely branches that do include more religious practices. But I think for me, and what I was trying to talk about today was more about what it can teach you and how it can benefit your life, really, in understanding that everything is impermanent. So what you're experiencing today, you're not going to be experiencing tomorrow, and that everything is an ebb and a flow, and it comes and it goes. And so in if you think about that, then being attached to things or to people, or, you know, being overly attached to anything just causes you suffering, because you lose it, or it goes away, or it breaks, or, you know. And then so the end, like the cessation of that suffering, is not being attached. And then the way that you get to that is the middle path. And I know that I've overly simplified that, but in essence, that's what it is. And so for me, I take those teachings and kind of, I suppose over the years, I've immersed myself in things, in books, or in ways that I've lived or tried to live, and things that I've done, and the way that I am with other people. And it's kind of nurtured a character that is more patient, more accepting, kinder and compassionate, and being able to let go of things, because simply just seeing it is what it is, which is probably one of the most profound Buddhist sayings that there is. It is what it is. And it's not about letting go and just sort of, you know, it's not about letting go in a way that is letting things happen that are wrong or that you don't believe in. It's not about that. It's not about being passive. It's about accepting things as they are. And that's what I love about Buddhism, is that it is about truth, and it's about reality. So it's about accepting what is in front of you, but then being present and mindful enough to respond in a way that is better for you, better for the other person, or better for the situation. And that's what I think acceptance means, and that's what it's taught me, to be more patient, because I am very impatient, and to be more accepting, and to nurture kindness. And I always think, and not that I'm, you know, like today, was I overly kind to the lady that kept kicking me as she swam by me? No, not really. I wanted to drown her. But I do try, where possible, to be as kind as I can be. And when you're feeling that way where you could drown someone, that you remind yourself that it's always better to be kind than right. And so I didn't drown her. And, you know, I suppose the other thing is to draw on those teachings. So, and even if that's just like having the Zen setting in your motivation app, I do have that set in my motivation app, by the way. But, you know, I suppose surrounding yourself by things that remind you to be a certain way that is better for you. Because I think ultimately, the teachings of Buddhism and the middle path, and choosing that middle path, is going to eventually develop a character that is more patient, more accepting, kinder, and that you just let go of things that you don't have control over, and that you try not to be so attached to things, because it does cause you to suffer. There's so many examples of that, really. And my sister and I used to joke, because we'd say, you know, like she would have some really nice new jeans or yoga leggings or whatever, and I'd be like, how attached to those are you? And there was this joke that, you know, if you were that attached to them, you know, you've got to be Buddhist and give them away. So it didn't always work. And the other thing I think is that what I've learned is that peace, inner peace, is not this, you know, having your hands in a mudra and arm in your way on a hilltop. I mean, it can be, but I think it's not some Zen-like state where you're on a hilltop, zoned out in a meditative state. I think it's about that middle path. It's about having that center of your being that you can draw into, that is peaceful. And for me, and I don't know, because I've not really spoke to a lot of banana Buddhists, you know, people that are Buddhist, but they don't live in a way that is what would probably to some practicing Buddhist person seem like Buddhist, if that makes sense. But for me, I do surround myself with little Buddhas, and I find that it just reminds me of my sense of self and that center of myself that is peaceful. And you know, sometimes when there's maelstrom going around you and there's carnage going on, that you can kind of just be calm within and draw on all of those teachings, I suppose, for want of a better word, that sort of help you be a better person. So for me, and what I'm trying to impart in some rambled fashion is, you know, it's not a bad thing to look into Buddhism, because they have some, you know, the Buddhists, because it has some pretty profound teachings that I think just day to day can really make an impact on you as a person to be a better person. And ultimately, if you're a better person, then everyone else around you is as well. So anyway, that's it for today. So I don't know where you are, but I hope you have a lovely day, and I'll catch you later. Bye for now. Yeah. Live to the left of me, laughter to the right. Here I am, loving.